You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
We are going to be chatting CSI and what South African companies spent this past year of 2021. And maybe this is of great interest to you because you have an organization that you have been trying to get funded or you've been trying to get assistance with. We're joined on the line by Cathy Duff, who is the director of Trialogue, to discuss what CSI was spent on in the past year. Cathy, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Relebogile, and hello to you and your listeners.
So maybe share with us to start off with what Trialogue does in terms of tracking CSI spend and what your experience is and how you were able to extrapolate this information.
Okay, thanks. And I'll just start by saying that CSI stands for corporate social investment and not crime scene investigation, as many people think. But Trialogue is a research and consultancy company, and we've been researching corporate social investment for 24 years now, and we've just launched our 24th annual Business and Society Handbook. And what the research entails is looking at all listed companies, as well as conducting a survey of large companies in South Africa and a survey of nonprofit organizations in order to determine how much companies are spending, what they're spending it on, you know, and on the flip side, what nonprofits are receiving, what their different income sources are, and what kind of work they're doing. So in terms of the total investment over the last year, we estimate that all companies in South Africa together collectively spent 10.3 billion rand on social investment or social development causes. And while it's a significant figure, it's actually slightly down from last year. Last year, we saw many companies have reduced profits, and CSI expenditure is often based on net profit after tax. So we saw a slightly lower CSI figure this year. So that was the total expenditure, yeah.
So now if we look at that, 10.3 billion rand is quite a significant amount of money. I'm assuming, because we're speaking South African companies, that all the beneficiaries are also South African. Or were the figures you're tracking also money that may have gone to other countries, like in your SADC regions, for example?
So as far as possible, we try to isolate the figures to South Africa. Some companies don't split their regional spend, but that is our estimate for South African companies and what they spend. We do actually ask companies where that goes, and only less than 1% of it goes to international causes, and that includes in SADC countries. So the vast majority of South African companies are spending their CSI in South Africa. And this actually differs quite significantly from global companies, where a lot of them spend a lot of their social investments abroad, whether it's based on their supply chains, but a lot of them have a lot more international spend. South African companies generally spend within South Africa, and like I said, only 1% of total expenditure on average went to international companies.
So if we look at the comparison of South Africa to other countries, are we doing quite well? And has this decrease in terms of spend on CSI between 2020 and 2021 also been reflected in other countries that you may have been observing?
So South Africa has a long history of social investment, of corporate social investment, much longer than many other countries. And I think we do fairly well in terms of how we do social investment, how strategic it is, how much we're giving. In terms of the trends we've kind of observed over the last year, a number of them were similar to other countries, like, you know, moving to virtual volunteering where possible, shifting the kind of sectors and causes that were supported. But in terms of the magnitude, South Africa, we experienced or witnessed a decline in expenditure. In the U.S., for example, there was a significant increase in expenditure as companies added to what they spent in order to respond to the pandemic and the various needs that arose. So So there were differences in that. I think another key difference is in how much non-cash giving South African companies report. So they might be doing a lot of it, but many of them are not quantifying and reporting on that. And internationally, we see a lot more what we call non-cash giving, and that might be products, services, or it could be volunteering time of staff. So we think there's still opportunity for South African companies, most of whom have volunteering programs. So perhaps the opportunity is not to introduce those programs, but rather to quantify and report on them.
And I mean, I'm assuming that many companies are not quantifying that because they don't need to answer necessarily to SARS, or they can't necessarily get a tax rebate on their time.
Yes, you wouldn't be getting a tax rebate on your time, but it certainly can count towards socioeconomic development expenditure as measured by the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Scorecard. So there is that kind of regulatory carrot, if you will, but no, there's no tax rebates on that.
All right, so let's talk then about where this money is going. We're talking 10.3 billion rand. Though it's a lot, it's 7% less than in 2020. Where are you seeing this money going in terms of causes and regions?
So over the entire period that we've been doing this research, which, as I mentioned, is 24 years, the sector that has received the largest amount of social investment from corporates has been education, and that remains true. So we estimate that in our sample, an average of 39% of total social investment went to education causes. So that includes your early childhood development, as well as your schooling, as well as your tertiary causes. So that is still the largest sector by some way. Saying that, it's a decrease from previous years. Last year, we saw, for example, an average of half of social expenditure going towards education. And this is where we've seen the impact of the pandemic. So we've seen a slight decrease on education expenditure, and we've seen an increase in disaster relief and in food security expenditure. And I think that's directly as a result of the pandemic and of the hunger that we witnessed in our country last year.
Which other, causes would you say were there but didn't necessarily make a significant dent in terms of percentages?
So we track 12 different causes. The biggest one is always education. The second one is one we call social and community development, which is quite a broad category, including work that companies do in their local communities, work with orphans and vulnerable children, etc. So that's the second largest one. And then, as I mentioned, food security and agriculture, and then also the health sector, obviously. Some of the smaller sectors and some which lost support in the last year included sports development, arts and culture, and we also track support for social justice. And unfortunately, that's also only receives a small portion of social investment expenditure.
Does much of this CSI expenditure go in terms of a national footprint, or are they very region-specific?
So we ask companies where it goes, and the largest portion does go to what we would call national programs, which are those that operate in two or more provinces. So almost half of all expenditure went to programs that operate across provinces. Then if we look at programs and projects that operate in specific provinces or regions, the provinces that received the most were Gauteng, KZN, and the Western Cape. So we really see this CSI expenditure following the economic footprint of the country, where companies are supporting causes close to their operations or close to their businesses.
What is unrestricted funding, and how does that work?
So unrestricted funding is where a corporate or any funder gives funds to an organization but doesn't dictate exactly how those need to be used. So they provide an amount of funding and they leave it up to the nonprofit organization to decide where that funding can best be applied. It's a strategy that we do recommend, but only if there's, real trust in the leadership of the organization and proven outcomes. So it's the type of funding where you're more funding the outcomes and you're saying to an organization, okay, these are the outcomes or the results that I'd like to see. You use the money how you think best to achieve those outcomes.
Mm.
And it just gives the organization more flexibility to use the funds as they think best. And most corporate funding is restricted. So it's not done in this way. And it's done for very specific projects or for very specific line items. And we then find that nonprofits and other organizations have problems raising funds for what they might call administrative expenses or overhead expenses, or to build up reserves or for strategy or training or those cross-cutting expenditure items that might not be funded by a company.
And I'm assuming Trilog and yourself are an advocate for unrestricted funding because it allows the organization to just do what they need to do.
Exactly. As I said, I mean, we're definitely an advocate for that, but obviously you need to have done proper due diligence, trust in that organization, and have seen proven outcomes. You know, it might not be the right funding for every instance, but we certainly think there's a lot more room for unrestricted funding than we're currently seeing.
And final thoughts and words just on the spend, the CSI spend.
Although I started and it's a bit of a negative view that we have seen a decline in this past year, we do expect this to change and we do expect to see an increase next year as we've seen profits recover this year. For the non-profits out there, I think corporates are a great source of funding and can be great partners. And we would really advocate for them to look at finding companies that align with their missions, with their visions, and that can provide more than just funds. So really looking at this non-cash giving from a corporate and a non-profit side, you know, how can corporates make their giving more strategic? How can they align it to the business and provide more of the skills and products and services that they do in their everyday business? And from the nonprofit side, how can they use companies better to that effect and form longer partnerships with those companies?
Thank you so much, Kathy Duff, for that, Director of CSI Consultancy, Trilog.